Depend on us for local news. Now, Mike Thomas, Heather Roberts, and Frank Boniquisti.
Bend police are looking for vandals who ran down dozens of trees and damaged street signs near Summit High School. Sheila Miller says police received several calls Saturday morning about the destruction in the Northwest Crossing area.
We believe it's a single vehicle. We think that the vehicle that did donuts on the lawn in front of Summit High is the same vehicle that did the damage on the side road. We were thinking perhaps the vehicle had an attachment on the front, like a snowplow or a brush guard. Could also just be a big, powerful vehicle.
Repairs could cost as much as $45,000. That amount of damage constitutes first-degree criminal mischief. Police ask for the public's help with any information about the vandalism. Oregon Senate Republicans laid out their agenda yesterday for the legislative session. Senator Daniel Bonham of the Dalles says the GOP wants to modernize education and empower teachers and parents.
Republican priorities will include access to educational opportunities, whether it be a pilot program for a homeless student population, expanding virtual public charters, or open access and school choice considerations. We're going to focus on pathways to technical education. And again, something that's been very important to us is transparency in curriculum.
Republicans also want to increase penalties for making violent threats against schools. And they're pushing to have this year's kicker sent to Oregonians by check instead of waiting for a tax refund next year. Oregon legislators are considering a bill creating an incentive for homeowners to rent out rooms to add affordable housing. Tess Fields, executive director of HomeShare Oregon, says homeowners could earn tax-free income for charging less than $1,000 a month.
One of the things that we could do to continue to contribute was to incentivize homeowners to rent out these vacant bedrooms.
60 cities in the U.S. currently have HomeShare programs matching property owners with tenants. They also help with details on how to set up the arrangement and rent the room. The bill has bipartisan support. Lawmakers are also looking at ways to stimulate home construction and increase the supply of affordable housing in response to the governor's executive orders aimed at reducing homelessness.
In a hearing this week, home builders, affordable housing program managers, and financial experts explained to the Senate Committee on Housing and Development how system development charges impact home affordability. More than 100 cities in Oregon use SDCs to pay for development-related infrastructure like parks, roads, and sewers.
Since 2007, construction cost indices have increased about 60%. At the same time, federal and state funding for infrastructure has become more constrained.
Financial consultant Deb Gilardi told lawmakers Oregon property tax limitations imposed in the 90s also reduced cities' ability to collect revenue.
This combination of factors has led to increased reliance on local fees and charges to fund infrastructure.
Recent studies looked at SDCs charged in 115 cities and found, overall, those fees have doubled since 2007.
9 atmospheric rivers dumped rain and snow on California over 3 weeks, essentially wiping out drought conditions in that state. However, pockets of extreme drought remain in Oregon. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, as of this week, Central Oregon's Crook County is the only area in the entire western United States under an exceptional drought designation.
A 19-year-old faces numerous charges after he allegedly waved a gun around at several places in Bend, scaring bystanders. The first call was at about 1:15 Tuesday morning at the 7-Eleven on Galveston. The suspect took off before officers arrived. Just after noon, a report came in of a man aiming a gun at a pedestrian on 3rd Street, followed by a second similar incident, all with similar descriptions. Police identified the suspect as Caleb Seegers, who was also arrested for DUII at 4 that same morning. He was rearrested at about 2 p.m. Turns out the gun was a replica.
Gas prices rose this week. The national average jumped 12 cents to $3.44 a gallon. Oregon's average is up 4 cents to $3.72. Bend's average went up 6 cents from last week to $3.70 a gallon. AAA's Marie Dodd says increased demand is putting upward pressure on prices at the pump.
We're having a break from extreme winter weather basically across much of the country. So milder winter weather means that folks are getting out and driving more.
The cost of crude oil is also up. Oregon is one of just 4 states with lower prices compared to a month ago.
Bend Parks and Rec is asking for public input on design concepts for 8 miles of riverfront that have seen heavy use in recent years. Julie Brown says work is needed along the banks in McKay, Miller's Landing, and Columbia Parks.
We have about 25 access points that are intended for people to be able to get into the river, but there are about 70 more that people and dogs have created for themselves, and that's really deteriorating the banks.
An online survey is available through February 8th, and next week the district hosts in-person meetings to look over design concepts.
We're looking for that public input so that we can come back again in the summer and have some more information that we'll ask for the public's input again.
Meetings are February 1st from 10 to noon and 5 to 7 at the Bend Parks and Rec office on Southwest Columbia.
Sisters Elementary will move to a new 80,000-square-foot facility in the fall of 2024. But as Central Oregon Daily's Carly Olson reports, the school district needs to decide what to do with the old building.
Maybe not the largest town in Central Oregon, but Sisters has grown by more than 1,000 people over the past decade, and the impact on schools is evident.
5 years ago, the elementary school was about 330 students, and we're at 395 right now.
Thanks to a bond measure in 2021, a new 80,000-square-foot elementary school building will take shape on the plot of land next to Reed Stadium, leaving the previous 50-year-old red brick structure open to a new purpose.
There's this partnership where University of Oregon will come in and have their grad students look at the city, look at the demographics, and give some suggestions and recommendations.
Following the study, three potential pathways stood out from the rest.
One is this park and recreation idea. The other one was an age-friendly sister. So if you look at our demographics, we have a large aging community as well. And then the other was affordable housing.
Feedback sessions, open houses, and community surveys narrowed down the needs to a likely winner.
Park and Rec has a small facility, and they actually are leasing more space to accommodate all the programs that they run. It looks like our primary partner in this process will probably be Park and Rec.
Keeping the building in the family while making room for new members.
It's going to be built between our middle school and our high school, so all of our facilities will be together.
Carly Olson, Central Oregon Daily News.